in 1984, I got I talked like a guy into giving us $5,000, and we recorded an EP, because the EPs were like, you know, 12-inch EPs were like the thing. You know, you'd put out 6 songs on a 12-inch vinyl. And we recorded American Guys, G-U-I-S-E, and put it out on our own label, Moburb Records, which we thought was funny, you know, half Motown, half suburb. And we put that out. But, you know, it didn't do much. The, you know, it just kind of sounded tired. The production was like, okay. The songs were kind of like, songs were good, but they weren't worked out enough. You know, it just, I don't know. It's like, you know, during the honeymoon phase of a band, or really during the honeymoon phase of anything, it's really exciting. You know, I don't know. We may have talked about this before. You know, when you get married, you're banging in the kitchen, you're banging in the bedroom, you try the bathroom, you're on the carpet, whatever. And then, you know, reality sets in, and you know, it just kind of sometimes becomes, you know, just, I don't know, help me here. So it's not the honeymoon phase. You kind of just get into a rut, you know. We're playing quite a bit and stuff, but the, you know, the gigs were just kind of getting smaller, and we were just kind of getting bored with it. John and I